Welcome back. The U.S. president has threatened to impose tariffs on all Chinese goods imported into the United States, increasing the already tense trade relations with Beijing. In a speech in the American city of Fargo in North Dakota, Donald Trump warned that he would punish China with tariffs on $267 billion in imports. Washington has already slapped punitive tariffs on $50 billion in goods, and Trump earlier said another $200 billion, quote, could take place very soon. That would cover almost all of the goods imported from the world's second largest economy. Now to discuss that more, we're joined by Paul Sheldon Foote, professor of accounting, California State University. Thank you very much, Professor, for joining us once again on Press TV. Now, what do you make of this recent development? Well, we've been seeing Donald Trump taking some really drastic measures when it comes to the economy. How will this affect the United States economy in particular?
Well, as you noted, he made it those talks on the campaign trail. We have congressional elections coming in November. And he's been traveling around the country appealing to voters. So he knows what his voter base wants to hear. However, he's made very unhappy a lot of powerful interests in this country. Apple company immediately said it'll hurt us. Retailers said it'll hurt us. This is not being campaigned for by investors, people trying to have their money grow for pension funds. Yes, it will hurt many people short term. Until the world trade system is corrected. Now, please remember that when President Trump met with the Europeans, he offered to go to zero tariffs, and of course they nearly fainted. America is not the only country with tariffs. Many countries in the world have huge amounts of tariffs. We're having problems right now negotiating with Canada. It boils down to their dairy farmers and protecting them versus ours. So there are powerful interests in each country demanding tariffs, and there are others who are losing their jobs and losing their factories because of tariffs. So this is not a pretty situation.
Professor Foote, how do you think China can retaliate? What are some of the measures that the Chinese government can take in response?
Well, China has already started doing things such as going to trade in its own currency with Iran, for example, saying you can't tell us that we can't do business with Iran in dollars, we won't do business in dollars. They could stop investing in U.S. treasuries and dump the treasury notes they have. They could manipulate their currency. There are lots of things. They could make life very difficult for the American companies with factories in China, which includes Apple, Boeing, you name it. We have lots of multinational companies with gigantic investments in China, and they could be badly penalized.
Well, as you just mentioned yourself, Professor, Donald Trump is saying the things he wants, he knows that he wants his base to hear, but aren't these going against his whole Make America Great Again slogan?
Well, he is saying that for decades, American leaders have permitted other countries to have huge tariffs against our products and make it difficult for us to export to other countries. And we have kept our mouths shut and not done anything. And that's true. In the case of China, we have Death by China, both a movie and a book by one of his advisors, a professor here, former professor at UCI. These things are all true. That America didn't create the world of tariffs and don't have a monopoly on it. Tariffs are the mother's milk of political power in many countries of the world. You are put in by contributions from powerful interests who want you to impose tariffs. At the same time, in your own country, you have powerful interests who are opposed to tariffs. So it's a real political struggle everywhere.
Thank you very much, Professor Sheldon Foote, Professor of Accounting, California State University.